and the worship of the Trinity. This is the third day. There was a time when it was the Father that was at work in the earth. And everyone that had a revelation of God had a revelation direct from the Father. Moses was in the backsides of the mountains of Sinai. And there he saw a bush burning. And the bush was not consumed. And he turned aside to see. And it was the Father that was speaking. The Father has spoken on the earth. And then he stepped aside so that the Son could speak. Because they agree. There's no competition amongst them. It's one dream, one heart, one vision, one purpose. That's what's driving them. And the Son dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory like unto the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace. That meant there was nothing left. The Lord poured out his Spirit upon him without measure. And then after the Son stepped aside, he said, except I go, he will not come. But it is expedient that I go. He was the one personally that introduced the Holy Spirit. Everybody knows the order of ministry that he carries. If you don't, tonight is a good time for you to go and ask him. I spent time and I asked him, what's my mission? And he took me in my country and I met people who had gone ahead of me in ministry. And I asked some of them, what did the Lord ask you to do? What is the mission he gave you? What's your mission and your message? And one of them told me, I don't know what you're talking about, but if the Lord sent you, I'll give you an answer. He says, there was a day I was lying down in my room and it was like the roof disappeared. And I saw oil dropping down from heaven upon me. And I heard the Lord said, I've commissioned you to go sing my name. And he said, from that day, I sing only the name of Jesus. And I listened and I laughed and I walked off because I understood what he was saying. I met another friend of mine and he told me. And he said to me, he said, the Lord commissioned me to be an interface, to sit upon the fence and to speak to the house and to speak to them without. And he said, that's what the Lord gave me to do. So my intent all the time is to cross over and to reach the lost and still be relevant to those that have been saved. And then I came back and the Lord said to me, I commission you. You're a minister of the Spirit. You'll only carry my Spirit. You'll speak about the Spirit. You're a minister of the third day. You're a minister of the final day. You dwell in the last temple, in the third and the final temple. That's where you will minister from. And when you minister there, you will kindle all whose hearts I have set to connect with you. When they hear you, their hearts will be like dry stubble, and your words will be like very fire. And you will be ignited, and the smoke that ascends will be the worship that I desire. That will be what I will receive. My friends, there's no prayer you have prayed that's been lost. There's nothing you have spoken that has been lost. No. He's been collected in a golden censer. And on the last, the angel of the Lord will take incense and pour it on those prayers. And then he'll put fire from the altar. That everlasting fire that never goes out. It was not kindled by man and it cannot be quenched by anybody. It's designed to last forever. And then that fire, when it kindles your prayers will ascend before him like a sweet-smelling savour. Every prayer you prayed is answered. That's why you should be careful with the words you speak. For every idle word that men speak will stand against them in judgment. I'm a minister of the Spirit. I know that. I know him. It's very important for me that the atmosphere is right. I can't minister any otherwise. You know, I'm a minister of the Spirit. And this is the third day. It's the day of the Holy Ghost. He's the only one the church doesn't want to talk about. The church will rather learn schemes. The church will bring businessmen to come and teach them. They will bring people with an MBA to come and teach us how to behave. Well, the earth is not programmed to make you succeed. The earth is designed to destroy you. The earth is not programmed to help you survive. The earth will give you money and sorrow. The earth will give you riches and give you an incurable sickness and disease. The earth is not designed to favor you. I mean the world system. I'm talking about the world rather. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. But there's a system on the earth which is called the world. And that world is not designed to help you. It's designed to destroy man. Because God made a mistake. He chose man to be his dwelling place. That's been the reason why there's hot jealousy between you and Lucifer. When Lucifer was told to be the anointed cherub that covered it, he said it wasn't sufficient. He asked, who will sit beside you, O Lord? And the Lord said, it's not yours. One is coming who will be created in my likeness, after my image. And he will sit with me. And the Lord will say to my Lord, sit at my right hand And Lucifer said to him, I'm not satisfied to be the anointed cherub. I want to be the one that will sit beside you, created in your image and your likeness. And the Lord said, because you have lifted up your heart in pride, you've been cast out of the holy mountain as profane. And Jude tells us that those angels who rejected their original commission and left and abandoned their posts, the Lord has bound them in chains of darkness. You must love who the Lord has made you. If you are a woman, don't hate it. If you are a man, don't hate it. If you are poor, don't hate it. If you are down, don't hate it. If you are up, don't be proud because of it. Are you following me? Always understand that God placed you where He placed you for a purpose. And if you just realize what that purpose is, you will shine where you are. The day has come when ushers will shine at the door. The day has come when security men will shine from where they are. The days have come when men don't have to see the pastor to receive their healing. The security guard will say to them, well, pastor is busy, but what's your problem? And he will say, well, my problem is this. And he'll say, well, if that's that, it's no problem. Let me help you. That's where the church is marching to. Stop playing church and stop sitting down within the four walls of your denomination. Understand that your life's purpose was so that God and the divine nature can flow through you. That's the ultimate purpose of God. And so adjust yourselves tonight and let the Lord use you. Nobody is going to change you. Nobody will re-engineer you. None of the Trinity will do it. It's the Holy Ghost that is appointed. He's the one appointed for that re-engineering. Because He's the Almighty. And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Most High is the Word, is the name Jesus. He was the one that received a name that is higher than every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord. But the Almighty is the one that got it done. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then God said, that's the Most High came. Let there be light. And but the Spirit of God was fluttering upon the face of the deep. That's the Almighty. He was only waiting for the commission. When they said, light be, He went and brought it. He's the Almighty. He's the only one you don't know. Everybody directs you. The television leads you. The newspaper forecasts, they help you. Economists tell you things that you believe. But the only one you really need is the one you have abandoned. He's brighter than the noonday sun. Paul said, I was at the gates of Damascus. And I thought the sun at 12 noon is the brightest. But I saw a light above the firmaments of heaven. Brighter than the sun at 12 noon. And the light had a life. The light slapped me from my horse and I fell down. And the light had a voice. He said to me, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? And I said, who art thou, Lord? How did Paul know to call him Lord? Gamaliel didn't know him as Lord. Lord is not just a title, master. What does master mean? Master is when you are broke, you must have broken something and you're in charge of it. That's what's called mastery. A master, a ship master in the ship, has mastered waves. He has fought storms and he has been commissioned and given a ship to be head over it. You don't joke with a master. But has Jesus broken you? Can you say to him, have you ever said to him, ride on in majesty? I'm your donkey, sit upon me and lead me where you will. No, your prophets and your philosophers have lied to you. They said to you, go where you are celebrated. But Jesus said to Peter, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And he said, yes. He says, when you were young, you dressed up and you went where you wanted. But when you mature, one will dress you up, take you by the hand, and lead you to places you don't want to go. Who told you you have to be celebrated? He will lead you in paths of righteousness. But paths of righteousness, sometimes they involve rejection. He says, nobody who has abandoned father or mother for my sake will not gainsay him in this world with persecution. With persecution. You will gain, you will reap persecution. For if they did it to him, they will do it to you. You want to know how Saul of Tarsus knew to call him Lord? It was in the third day. The Holy Ghost had come. Pentecost was fully come. So even a deacon, the deacons that time was not a spiritual title. It was an administrative function.
Go buy us tomatoes so we can cook. Go buy some rice. The food is not going to be enough. Check, there's a problem. They say there's a fire on the other side. That's what the deacons were.